What's up, y'all, and welcome to Aisha Speaks Real. Y'all, we back with another episode. Got my guy Noonie on the podcast. What's up, Noonie?
What's up with it?
How you feeling today?
I'm feeling great.
I see you, like, y'all, Noonie already got his wine glass in his hand. He been sipping on a Moscato. That is exactly what we're drinking today. And of course, he has his wife with him, y'all. And you know, she had to get her a glass too. We all drinking a little glass of wine. So y'all, before we get into the podcast, of course, you know, we always got to introduce our guests. So Noonie, I want to give you the floor and just kind of let you introduce yourself to the people on the pod. Give them a little, you know, a little flavor, not too much of who you are before we get into it.
Okay. My name is Noonie Ott. I'm in Rada Intellectual G. Most people know me as Noonie Ott, Noonie, whichever one you're comfortable with. I'm just a kid from Chicago. In Jackson, you know, ready to rep Jackson fully. This is my second home. And
for sure.
I love music, and I'm just here to show the world what I'm capable of.
Okay. So I wanted to ask you, Noonie. I wanted to ask you, you say you're from Chicago. What made you come all the way down to Mississippi?
Well, the reason I'm here is because, you know, all of the stuff that you see on TV, you know,
right,
it can be kind of
the crime and stuff like that.
Yeah, it can be exaggerated on TV and with the music and stuff. But yeah, I can definitely say coming from where I come from, you know, it was definitely that. You know, I come from one of the most dangerous cities in Chicago, Inglewood.
Okay.
Yeah. So that
did you
drove
stay
me.
Then when you was there, like, were you more like in like a? Because I know I've never been in Chicago, but I know a lot of times when people talk about the different cities and stuff like that, it wasn't like no suburban area. It was more like kind of what you would call a ghetto, or, you know, like the hood or something like that.
Yeah, it was definitely the hood, like trash on the ground everywhere, crackheads on the side of the stove.
Everywhere you go.
Yeah, it was really that. It ain't like Jackson necessarily, but it was
just
definitely.
Would you say Chicago's worse or Jackson?
Chicago is definitely worse.
I agree.
It's more people and there's more areas to do stuff.
Yes.
But I can say that a lot of the violence from Chicago is trickled down here to Jackson. Mm-hmm. So Jackson being so small and Chicago being so big, Jackson has just as much crime as Chicago does. It's just in a smaller capacity.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, it's definitely different.
And I always tell people, like, when we think about the crime and stuff, you know, especially when you just in one environment, like how we just stay in Jackson, we always talking about, oh, the crime is so off here. Not saying it's not bad, but as you stated before, when you're going into these bigger cities, you're thinking about the capacity of people. It outweighs towns like Mississippi because we're more country, you know, we're in the South, you know what I'm saying? So it's more rural areas and you can really get away with a lot of stuff. So it's like, is the crime that bad or not? You know what I'm saying? And like I said, in my opinion, it still is worse up north because they still don't even care about, you know, maybe security cameras that they have down there. And I look high tech because they are a upper city. You know what I'm saying? They still gonna, you know, commit crime and do all that other stuff.
Honestly, if you look at it though, like Chicago is really Mississippi's big brother, or Mississippi is Chicago's big brother. However you want to look at that, because a lot of people that's in Chicago right now, from Mississippi, got people here. So they got a strong connection.
That's true. I feel like that too. I know a lot of people who are from Mississippi may have family in Chicago, or they moved to Chicago. It seems like Chicago and Texas are one of those closest states. Either they're going up north that way, or going, you know, kind of like, I guess Texas would be kind of considered south or something like that. You know, going more to the Texas route.
Yeah.
But yeah, but we want to get deep into the real questions, y'all. Noonie, we know that you are a musician.
Yeah.
And so y'all love interviewing people with the more different soul type of vibe, you know what I'm saying? I know I've been having a lot of like trap rap, you know what I'm saying? A little country rap here and there. And so many other different people on so many other different platforms. But Noonie, you are a special type of artist. Just reading off your bio, you know, you talked about how you started in, you know, just Afro, hip-hop, and then R&B and rap. I want to ask, like, which genre of music would you kind of classify yourself more as?
Well, Honestly, I would like to say pop because the music that I started off making, it wasn't exactly like your typical rap.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
coming from the neighborhood that I came from and the kind of music that they did. Everybody was talking about shooting guns, popping pills, and doing all that crazy killing and shit.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, just looking at how I was brought up, I was, you know, very much into a different feel of music. Like, I grew up on, like, soul music and pop, like Michael Jackson.
So your tune was like was that. On a whole different level than others, you know, that you were surrounded in. Especially, like, you would say your age group as well.
Totally different. It's like I was always bigger than the crowd that I was around. They didn't understand me as a child at all.
I agree with that, man. And when I say that, like, I can relate because, like, I'm an old, so I love old school music. And people always tell me, you sing so mature because I'm young, you know what I'm saying? And I can just, you know, kind of see how it was for you growing up into an environment just full of violence, full of corruption. And everybody's so distracted by it. But here you are in your own world, you know what I'm saying? You have this musical talent, but you want to use it for something else. You know, your spirit is telling you, we're not going to fall into that. We're going to fall into something else. We're going to be in a more soulful type of vibe.
Right.
So I really love that for you, especially when it comes to the male culture, because it seems sometimes like our males run from it. You know what I'm saying?
It's like they look at it.
It's like they can be that person, but they're like, oh, I don't know. They might think I'm weak. They might think I'm pussy. I don't want to do that.
Honestly, I deeply believe in balance. Mm-hmm. Balance is the key to everything, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's understanding the male, the masculine aspect of yourself, and a feminine aspect of yourself. Just because you say you understand the feminine aspect of yourself, that don't mean you're a feminine man.
Right.
It's just understanding that we embody both energies.
Exactly.
You know, you can't stay too much in one energy or this energy. You gotta kind of meet them both in the middle.
Balance it out, yeah. And I think too, just being able to understand that you do have that. A lot of men have not been taught that, hey, you have emotions, and that can be in a way feminine. You are vulnerable, you know. That can be, and it's like when they hear the word feminine, they're thinking female, they're thinking woman. That's not what that means. You know what I'm saying? That's not what that means. And so, of course, y'all know I love to give a highlight on the podcast. This podcast is about educating, having fun, and experiencing. And so, this is a part of just the education. Like, we're teaching people, like, bro, you have to understand, like, what these words mean, and that's really all it is. And I feel like, too, when you've been taught so young, especially when you think about the black culture, that a man is not supposed to have feelings. A man is supposed to hold this in and continue to provide, continue to be strong. But what happens when that man breaks? What happens when he needs that backbone? And then now you have this thing called social change, and everybody, you know, is, oh, if my nigga go broke, fuck that nigga. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, damn, what happens when you go broke? Your nigga's supposed to build you back up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's another reason why, as well, that adds to men not wanting to feel like that they have to be feminine, because in the back of their head, they're like, man, if I even show this side of me, would she, like, how would do my woman react? Because they have also been, you know, training and going through the experience of women will run away, or women will not respect us anymore, because it's like I said, we're showing some kind of weakness, and it's not. So I feel like kind of both parties kind of have that balance too, with the understanding of what feminine means. I really do love that. I really do love that.
Yeah, in turns, you'll have a lot of broken men out here in this world because they not embodying those energies.
Mm-hmm.
They bottling up all of their feelings and emotions. And, you know, one day they explode on the wrong person that's really helping them. So, you know, it's a lot of broken men out here, you know. I like to see myself as a teacher to different men, you know. I don't reach out to everybody because I feel like those who want to start their healing, they'll reach out to me and they'll find me. And eventually, you know, we could end up in the same place together, and spirit would just lead me to talk to those different people. So, you know, if you feel like you need some help, mental healing, mental, you know, understanding, I'm definitely somebody to talk to. Any man that feel like they can't balance this and that, you know, I'm definitely an open ear. You know, just hold yourself accountable when you talk to them.
Right.
I say that much.
Accountability is so important.
It is.
So I wanted to dive into that, Noonie. When you talked about just you being somebody for somebody else to be able to come to, like, where did that experience come from? You know, because people always ask me, how did you learn to talk to people so good? You know what I'm saying? So I'm asking you, like, where did that experience come from being able to talk to people so well, and also being able to reach them on a spiritual level, especially when you relating to the man.
So honestly, and this you may not understand where I'm coming from, but I'm gonna explain it a little bit.
Okay.
So when it comes to where I came into this energy, you can be around so many people, but you can still feel alone.
Yeah.
I've been around family all of my life. I grew up around family. Some were loving, some were not. But I just always had this nagging feeling in my head like, man, I'm around all these people, but I feel alone. I don't feel love. So
crazy.
That forced me to go within myself and essentially build a relationship with myself at a young age. Like, I spent so much time as a child talking to myself, just asking myself, like, why are you going through this? Why are you going through that? Why people treat you like this? Why your mama don't never pay this much attention to you?
That's deep.
Why my dad don't want to come see me? Why he just excommunicado on my ass? Like, it's just, you know, it really made me go deep within and build that relationship with myself to just really be able to hold myself accountable for my thoughts and the things that people were doing around me. You know, honestly, unlike other people, I look at everybody in some kind of way as a reflection of myself.
So when
I see people doing certain things, I look at it, and even as a young age, I tell everybody this, like, I was 23, 24, 25 when I was 13. I had a pretty hard life growing up. I've been paying bills since I was 13.
Yeah.
So, in a sense of accountability, I've been holding myself accountable and the people around me. And the people around me as well. So, when it comes to, like, seeing the things that people do, you know, I would get mad at some things, but it would just ultimately push me back into myself. Like, Noonie, you got to work on this because you're seeing this for a reason. I do believe that you see everything for a reason. Although, you know, I may not. I'm the type of person, you know, I literally feel like I put the weight of the world on my back. Like, when I see somebody else doing it, because I feel like everybody is a manifestation of some kind of me on another atomic level. I feel like it's something in me that I gotta fix.
Yeah.
Cause when you fix yourself, when you go within, your environment changes totally. So, you know, I just as a kid, even though it's kind of been a slow progress, slow learning, I just been working on myself in different ways that just open my mind to where I could show up for people better. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm very aggressive. I'm an Aries, so.
Yeah.
I'm very aggressive. The approach that I have is very aggressive. And, you know, I had to learn how to settle that down because, you know, it's different parts of me. Like that feminine aspect where it's nurturing, it's more softer, and I have to be able to explain and reach people with that feminine version of me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, learning that balance to be able to get through to people because it was not an easy journey, but... You know,
I already know it.
When you feel like you alone, you gotta find a way.
Yeah, you have
because
to.
I'm an empath and I love being around people. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. I soak up a lot of energy, but I'm an extrovert.
Yeah.
So I love, like, being around people literally makes me happy. Like, I hate being alone, but, you know.
Ooh, I felt that. I did. Because I'm the same way. And it's like, I try to run from people sometimes. And it's just like, oh, I'm just be alone. But it's like, it's so hard.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because it's like, even, I don't know. And when you talk about a spiritual level, like I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm so close to God. And it's like, sometimes when I try to run from people, because I feel like it's the reason why I'm running from them.
Yeah.
God has sent more people back into my life because he's like, look, you need to be around people. But I'm putting you around positive people, okay? Mm-hmm. It was something I needed you to learn through them people. So I'm glad you learned your lesson. Now I'm putting you around more people. So, like, even just with that whole spiritual level and just talking about how you love being around people, how people make you happy, it's like, I feel that, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm getting all them connections. And it's like, you know, I tell people, every podcast I do, I learn something. And I feel like, especially in this one, I'm learning so much of just about me, you know what I'm saying? Just through your conversation, so... That's very powerful.
Yeah, it really make you slow down and see perspective on a different level.
Yeah.
Just like, it's not being done to me, it's being done for me. And that for you is a bird's eye view, a wide view to really see and fly high above just the lower vibration or the lower nature of it. Because you can very much so get yourself away from certain people, but God has sent them same people in a different manifestation around you. Because that lesson is meant to be learned. You know?
Wow, that's crazy.
Definitely.
That's... Did y'all just hear what he said? God has sent a different person doing the same shit to you over there until you met your lesson. So, I'm dealing with all these toxic niggas. I ain't learned my lesson. God, I learned it. Please stop sending me to... God, listen. You said... Because you know what? God been testing me. He been testing me. Be quiet if I tell him myself. Because I'm being in trouble. But now, for real, God has really been testing me. And it's crazy because I'm like, I ain't finna be doing this and doing that. But God been studying testing like... You saying that with your mouth, but what are your actions doing?
God will literally test you to see if you really want to let things go. Because, you know, as humans, we have these big hearts. But there is not only the human nature that we need to pay attention to. We have our human nature and we have our spiritual nature. They both work at the same time. So when your spirit is talking to you, your higher self, and I definitely heard you talking about this on your page. When your higher spirit is telling you something, you have to listen to it.
Yeah.
Because your higher spirit, your higher knowing knows when it's time to leave and when it's time to go. So trust yourself. Trust yourself because you could be blocking the better things that are awaiting you.
Yeah.
Some things to come and change your life and it'll blow your mind, I promise you.
That's everything you said, like just in that glimpse of the moment was just so powerful, you know what I'm saying? And just thinking about all the young people who just can feed into that when it comes to learning more about themselves. I feel like that conversation was so important when it comes to just loving yourself, thinking about yourself, being a little selfish, and also, to me, most importantly, self-reflected. You know what I'm saying? Like, out of all that, like, yeah, I don't care about me, I need to love me more. Yes, but loving you more is also, like you said, being accountable. Showing up for where you messed up, where you made mistakes. Like, it's not just about telling somebody how they're wrong. How are you wrong? You know what I'm saying? And even how are you wrong to yourself? What have you been doing to yourself to give you negative impacts in your life? Because a lot of times when we go through things, it's not because somebody needs some of us. It's not because the devil or God wants to punish us. It's just that we're not doing what we need to do. Constantly, you know what I'm saying, falling into the same paths, not learning the lessons that God is trying to teach us. And we're wondering, like, damn, why people, because you didn't learn.
People love giving accountability to the devil when they really the devil. You are your own devil. You are your own God. So when you're aware of the balance of good and bad, positive and negative, you look at yourself, like I said, on a higher perspective and you just make the changes.
Yeah.
Don't give a credibility to something outside of yourself. A name outside of yourself that they tell you is responsible for negative when it's really the negative in you that's making you feel the thing that you feel. It's a journey in growth, but when it's time for certain people to learn, when they truly learn, they'll make those necessary changes.
Yeah.
Divine timing is everything.
It is, and I can, you know, testify, like, even when I was growing up, you know, when I was in 8th grade, that's when I kind of started finding myself mentally and spiritually. And I was so young, you know, and like everybody used to call me crazy for what I believed in. And really for just opening up, thinking outside of the box that I had been placed in, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody was thinking about tradition and a culture that they had really been given. It wasn't something they grew up in. You've been given this culture. You've been told that this is what you do. You never really question it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we question God, so it's like, why won't you question earthly things, you know what I'm saying? And like, that's where I was at, you know, I think I was probably like around 14, but as an 8th grader, mentally and spiritually, I was finding myself, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely do agree with the divine timing. Like, everybody has a moment in their life where they're gonna either get it or they maybe won't, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely agree with that.
Oh, sure.
So when it comes to you know, back to the music, I can see the spiritual connection all the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And when it comes to your music, do you put a lot of that in your music?
definitely, I feel like I said earlier, you know, I believe in balance. So I believe in this earthly form, which is chaotic, very chaotic. But I also believe in my spiritual form, which is the best for me.
Yeah.
So, you know, in a sense of me living this physical manifestation, that I can't get away from the chaos. I can't get away from my chaotic self. I don't try to run from myself. I just let myself be myself.
Right.
So in my music, I show that, and I talk about more of where I come from, and you're not being afraid to cuss. You know, like old people, they tell you, oh, don't use these words, use those words.
Yeah.
But
disrespectful.
Yeah, but I don't shy away from those things, because it's all a part of me.
Right.
It's all a part of my learning process. Mm-hmm. We have to do certain things. And that's not to say I'll be doing it forever, but we have to do certain things so that we get an understanding of, okay, this is me. Okay, this is not me. You have to have a trial and error around things.
Yeah.
And with the spiritual connection to my music, I feel like I flow the best. I become more of myself when I incorporate the spiritual side of myself with my music. It just takes me deep. It takes me to a point to where, you know, I can be so lyrically inclined and just lyrically flowing. Yeah. And people be asking me, like, where did this come from? Where did that come from?
But, you know, experience is the best teacher. Experience is the best teacher. And that's why I had wanted to ask you that question, because just from you having this conversation, I'm knowing everything has been an experience. And through your journey, you're now able to testify everything you went through, even in your music. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Even in your music, you're just talking about the experience, everything you've gone through.
Right.
So that's amazing. So, with your mom and your dad, like, were they musically inclined? Like, did you kind of get the music side from them?
Honestly, my mom, she was very much into soulful music. Mm-hmm. Lauryn Hill, NDIRE, Erykah Badu. She was into a lot of those.
So she liked some soul.
Yeah, she was into a lot of those people.
I was listening to it today.
Really?
Yeah.
She's very into people that I would call catalysts for spiritual music, mm-hmm, then and today.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people that's on the conscious music side, when they look at that side of music, they look up to those kind of people.
Who would you say are some catalyst artists in today's time, in 2023? Who would be your top three catalyst artists, male or female? Doesn't matter.
I would say Kendrick Lamar.
Okay, got Kendrick Lamar. Who else?
Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn Hill, okay, but she's still popping it. Lauryn been popping it since 19. What?
She's still popping it.
It was.
And it's another artist. Her name is Lava. A lot of people don't know about her, but mm-hmm, she's definitely on a big conscious journey, and she.
I'm gonna have to go check her out. She can really rap. Lava out. I'm gonna have to drop her album cover or something in the podcast,
we're gonna have to get Lava on Aisha Speaks.
We got to get Lava.
Yep.
Lava, wherever you are in the world, I need you, girl. I need that soul.
Yep.
Real, I love me some soul music.
Yeah.
Okay, so you dropped some great artists down. This was cool. And so, would you say any of those artists, like, even just going back into time, when people really start just even coming out with this type of music, especially, and also, like I said, especially in today's era, who would you say most inspires you when it comes to, like, your music and even with your lyrical concept when you write? Who really gives you that push and motivation?
Honestly, because I believe in balance, mm-hmm, I have to say two people.
Okay.
Kendrick being the first.
I knew it.
And Lauryn Hill being the second.
Okay.
I believe in that masculine and feminine balance, so I picked the man and the woman. Kendrick,
those
he's just
great choices.
Kendrick, he's just a lyrical genius. He really don't care about what people think about his music.
Or himself. Like he is so pure. Like, man, that man is so pure. Like I love listening to him. I love just listening, watching him talk, because it's so genuine.
Right.
And it's so real.
And his voice, he it's like his voice is an instrument. Like, mm-hmm, he can speak to all. Like, a lot. All people can hear him. It's not like a like a, oh, I don't understand him. Nah, when Kendrick speak, everybody listen.
Everybody understand. Everybody right. listen.
And that's the same with Lauryn Hill. When Lauryn Hill open her mouth, it's just at attention.
Yeah.
Like when she speak, you already know she got something
right,
to say.
Right. And everybody's just attentive, ready to listen to what the hell she got to say.
Right. Yeah. Right. So those people were definitely a big inspiration. And I'm going to just throw this in there, too, because he was very conscious. Michael Jackson, I should have said him, but I wasn't thinking about him at the time. Yeah. But Michael Jackson is definitely...
Michael Jackson is a legend.
One of the biggest spiritual, conscious artists that you will see. Like, a lot of people think... They listen to his music, and a lot of people don't hear the hidden messages.
Yeah, they don't, because they don't think about the shit he's saying, like... They get and I feel like when people talk about like today's music, when they talk about, oh, the beat was hard, that's why I like the song.
Right.
Michael Jackson music was so great, but even with the beat, like you said, through the hidden messages, they just in love with the song and the beat. They can't even understand the message. You know, they still missing the message. But it's like you said, to be on his level, you really gotta understand.
You do.
Cause he talked about so much in his music.
He did. Mike was one of them people to where he can make it sound so groovy, but he literally talking about the world. He's one of those people that went down as the greatest. Yep. So he's been behind those doors that we can't see. He's been with them crowds that everybody want to eventually get to. And he's telling everybody about what he's experienced. Mm-hmm. You know, being at the top of his, in his prime. So, you know, I think a lot of people should definitely check and listen deeper on his music.
He
got something to say for real.
And it's so crazy that you just used him, because I also wanted to add, like, a lot of people don't picture him as that artist either. You know what I'm saying? Somebody who speaks consciously in his music. But the fact that you can relate that and put that message out there, it gives people, like, another... you know, idea of, you know what I'm saying, well, what was his music talk about? You know what I'm saying? Now they want to kind of go back and listen, because, you know, as a musician, he's so entertaining. Mm-hmm. You know, he's so fun. He's so festive. So it's like people really want to see that side of him. You know what I'm saying? And I love Michael Jackson for all his music, the fun, festive music, the conscious music, you know what I'm saying, the slow music. He even got a couple hits that you can kind of put in a gospel category. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Because the way it flows, like, he's an all-around artist. But like you said, everything is really telling a story from through his experience. And I think that is so great when you think about legendary people, you know what I'm saying, to hold a place to influence you. He is definitely like number one.
Yeah,
he is definitely number one. So you did say like your mom knew they weren't really musically influenced. So where did you really get like the whole idea of wanting to do music from? Like, how did you even get interested in music?
So where I grew up in Chicago, Englewood, I grew up on 59th and, well, West 60th Place, 59th and Eggleston.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know this, but that's the neighborhood that Lil Durk, Lil Reese, and Chief Keef, not necessarily, but definitely Lil Durk and Lil Reese.
Yeah.
Like, I grew up right along with them. Like, so just seeing their journey before they came, Lil Durk and Lil Reese, as big as they are now, I was around them, and I got to see certain things that a lot of people
pretty much grew up in the same hood.
We grew up in the same neighborhood. I remember seeing him ride bikes. We rode bikes together, things of that nature. Like, a lot of those people, you know, I'm not really just real connected with them people anymore, but I'm still friends with a lot of people from that neighborhood. My family is indefinitely from that neighborhood, what they call Taytown, or, you know, Lamron is the gang, but it's basically Normal spelled backwards. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I grew up right off Normal, where all of that different stuff was going on. Mm-hmm. So, you know, honestly, at a young age, me seeing them rap and get on beats and just different stuff, like, we'd be outside and they'd just start busting freestyles and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm just looking, I'm paying attention. I was always
just
that person
just observing,
just in the background, just watching, like, it's something going on. And slowly and slowly, Lil Durk, his name just started to blow up. Although I moved out of that neighborhood, I was friends with them on Instagram and Facebook and stuff, so I could still watch them from afar. Right. And, you know, I just, like I said, I always paid attention. And honestly, that's what sparked my interest in music. That's when I was more so on the rapping tip and where I got, you know, just that side of me. But, you know, as time went on, it just slowly started to change. Mm-hmm. I got the opportunity to be around a bunch of different artists that was going in a bunch of different lanes. So, yeah. This is where I'm at now with the music.
Yeah, so you would say, too, like, just from seeing, like, friends and stuff, you kind of got, like, influenced by them, like, just seeing their journey. And you found an interest in it as well. And then, you know, I just listened as you spoke, you know, we were just talking about just being around so many different people.
Yeah.
Are any of those people that you're referring to, like, do they still do music now? Like for us today,
yeah,
I do.
Yeah, I got a couple friends. Like, I got a friend, his name is Money Dude Tazzo. He don't call himself Money Dude Tazzo anymore, he calls himself Tazzo Cornelius. But then I knew him as Money Dude Tazzo, mm-hmm. And that's when he's a guy that's been on showcases with all of your famous artists in Chicago. To yeah. Chief Keef, to King Louie, to Lil Durk, to Chance the Rapper, before Chance was Chance,
right.
To Lupe. Like, he's been on a lot of showcases where he's been around very big artists. Mm-hmm. Lil Durk, like I said, I grew up around him, so he's definitely, everybody know who he is. Lil Reese, I went to, they don't call it middle school out there. We don't have middle school. We got elementaries. It's K-8. Went to middle school. Well, not middle school. I keep saying that. Went to elementary school with Lil Reese. Like, my brother graduated.
Damn, y'all don't call it fucking middle school. That's crazy.
Yeah, they call it elementary because all of the elementaries is K-8. Yeah, you in school for 8 years.
Shit,
with the same people.
With the same. I don't think you seen this. Little kids come through their feet. Yeah. Little kids.
Yep.
Little baby.
Yeah, that was wild. But yeah, a lot of those people, they definitely still doing music. A lot of them has reached the peak. A lot of them, I can't say none of the people that I was really just interested in has died, you know. But yeah, a lot of them are still doing music today.
That's what's up. And I just like the fact that you had yourself surrounded by people who pushed you and who were doing the same thing you were doing. I think, like, in life, that's so important to surround yourself around people who are intellectual like you, you know what I'm saying, who can have conversations about business type shit, like, regardless if it's the same thing you do as being a musician. They may be a model, or they may be an actor, or they may be a producer, or they may be an author, whatever they are, but we can still have a conversation about the same things. I can talk about my career, you can talk about your career. We always, for one, got something to talk about, and it's something about business. It's something about making money. It's something about progressing in life. It's something about an idea that we got a song, or whatever it is. You can have those conversations with those people. And just also just for you to be blessed with just finding yourself through music. You know what I'm saying? Because through everything you said, you found yourself spiritually, and then, you know, you just went through these different phases of what kind of music that I really can relate to. Right. You know what I'm saying? And I think it was so important how you found yourself. And when you found yourself, you found yourself in music. So it was like you still had a place, you know what I'm saying? Even through all the diversity of music genres that you did travel through. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's really dope. And to see that you continue to strive in that. You know what I'm saying? Because I think it's so important for people to understand that you never have to fake who you are for people. And I see a lot of that, especially in today's era. Everybody's trying to be like somebody instead of just being their authentic selves.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because they're too scared to be their spiritual selves, because these people may judge me. You know what I'm saying? I came from the hood. I'm supposed to still rip the hood. I'm supposed to be like these here. You know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, just be you. Like, if you change, you change. And even for the people in the hood, you can still rip your hood. But just because you're changing your life around don't mean you change. You just change for the better. Like, that's all it is. And I just think that when people can get that in their mind, we'll all be all right.
Yeah. A lot of people resist change because they just not ready for it.
Yeah.
Those who are not ready for it, they start to move fast. Don't nothing fast, don't crash.
Yes. I tell my boyfriend every day to slow down. You know, and I think even when we talk about relationships, and I just think that's all when it comes to career, spirituality, it's everything so connected. When you think about when you first start dating someone, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's so important that you don't take it fast. Because the moment you have sex with somebody, now you have all these added emotions because you have an added type of energy to you, and you gave that person a different type of energy. So now y'all starting to have expectations for each other because y'all just gave each other this energy, and it just made you feel some type of way. And it's like, now we don't even understand if we're moving too fast or not. And then we move too fast, we're arguing, we're fighting, we're fussing, all because we didn't take the time to know who each other was.
Right.
And then if you do have a person in that relationship who is mature and, as you stated before, spiritually inclined, and they're telling their spouse like, listen, I think we're moving too fast. Oh no, now you're wrong, now you're cheating, now it's this, now it's that. But we're really, I'm not saying we shouldn't be together, but we need to take a few steps back. You know what I'm saying? So I do think like all that is so important when it comes to every aspect in your life, especially your career, because you can get a lot of setbacks from how you from the environment you have, you know, when it comes to other people's energy, your relationship, if they're not inclined with your spirit, if they're not inclined with what you got doing, you know what I'm saying, what you're trying to do, you know what I'm saying? So I really do believe like everything you said today shows how, you know what I'm saying, that could affect your career.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just having those right people around you.
Honestly, with the relationship part, I feel like it just goes to everybody in that artist, or just if you're in a relationship, know your energy and know how you work best, because a lot of people, like for example, I'm an Aries, I naturally move fast to others.
Yeah.
But to me, I'm not moving fast. It's just my natural energy. Mm-hmm. I believe in past life and past life connections. So when it comes to that, I definitely believe everything is happening for a reason.
So that's what that means, like everything's happening for a reason.
Basically, you come across certain people for a reason. Like, we didn't obviously met in a past life because you wouldn't be here if not.
Exactly.
When it comes to relationship, yeah, definitely.
When it make you think about something, like, okay.
Yeah.
When it comes, my head a little bit.
When it comes to relationships, like, I don't... In my mind, and you know, not saying that I can't observe other people moving fast, but in my mind, for me, I never really feel like I'm moving fast because, you know, I truly believe that everything happens for a reason. Like, my wife, she definitely think at a certain time that we was moving really fast.
Yeah.
But honestly, how I used to tell her then, like, this is happening for a reason, like, we in each other's life just like we've been in past lives together. Like, the connection's so deep to where you don't even know why you understand this person or understand yourself or this connection so much. But you've been with this person for so long to where it's just so natural to where you moving without even thinking.
Yeah.
You moving what they call walking with blind faith. You know, you know this person so well. And you just going off what's naturally supposed to happen.
Yeah,
so you know, don't fight those connections in your life. If it seemed like at times you moving fast, it's because you're supposed to move fast at that time. Mm-hmm. You know, what I meant by moving fast, just kind of going a little deeper on it, people can be around people that don't want the best for them.
Yeah.
When you're around people that don't want the best for you, you can move fast. Because those people don't care about if you go to jail, you get killed. And that's a lot of the people that I surrounded myself with.
Yeah.
They would have me moving fast in that direction.
In that direction, yeah.
But when you get around somebody they only want the best for you. They pouring love into you. They are pouring affection into you. And they want the best for you and you moving up. It's not really moving fast. You moving at the speed going up like you supposed to.
Like you supposed to.
Elevation is definitely the key.
Man, like, that makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Like, that really makes, like, you literally just broke that down to people. Because I never thought, I'm just being honest, that it was a difference between moving fast in a negative slay. You know, you think about male, if I'm moving fast in a negative slow, I'm going down. Yeah. But if I'm moving fast in a positive slow, I'm going up. And when you think about elevation, sometimes it's going to feel like it's fast because it's something you never felt. You didn't. You never been this successful before. You were scared of the future. I was listening to a service one day, and the man said, we think we're running from our past when we're really running from our future.
Yeah.
Because we thought the past was something, but it's like, you got some old stuff going on.
Right, you
got
to play
catch
up. When
you get to the top, it's like, shit, this what I have to do to get here.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? And it gets real, real fast.
And as humans, on that journey up, we be so hard on ourselves. Yes. And we just like, man, I got to do this. I got to do this when it's already done. Everything that you walking into is done already. Your podcast is well past a million subscribers, a million views. You already there.
Okay.
You already there. I'm telling you, like, just like me, like, I'm already where I want to be. Yep. I'm just walking into
just
it.
Walking
I'm
into
catching
it.
Up.
You
I'm trying to play catch up.
Yep.
You hear me?
Yep. Man, that was so well said.
Yeah.
That was so well said for all the people who don't be understanding stuff. When it comes to just spiritual connection, consciousness, you know, we ain't get too in deep with it because that's a long conversation. That's like a podcast.
Yeah.
But, you know, but just for the basics, like when it just comes to, like I said, pertaining to our lives, when it comes to pertaining to our career, our relationships, he broke it down so well. When it comes to understanding what is moving fast in a positive slope or just a negative slope, and I'm using that because if anybody got some sense and went to school and learned something, you know that if something negative, of course it's going down. If it's positive, it's going up. But sometimes when we go up, it be going so fast, we like, what is going on? You know what I'm saying? And you were able to explain it in a way for people to grasp and catch it and be like, damn. So let me stop being hard on myself.
Right.
You know, and then, but at the same time, let me still self-reflect.
Right.
Because I still may need to be accountable for some shit I probably did. You know what I'm saying? But I need to understand why I did it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So now me and that other person or me in this situation can understand, okay, this don't need to go like that, so I don't have to do this. You know what I'm saying? So it's like both parties taking accountability and we understand the situation. It's just agree to disagree. Yeah. Instead of being toxic, you know what I'm saying, or staying in toxic situations or committing you know, negative habits. You know what I'm saying? I think that was so well said. That was so well said, dude. And I just thank you for breaking it down. Hell, even for me, because I didn't, you know what I'm saying? I didn't understand it that well. I didn't. I really did.
Like one of my greatest teachers, Young Pharaoh, said, you running from your past, that's why you keep on running towards it. When you run from the lower natures of yourself, your lower natures of yourself was never meant to be ignored. It happened for a reason. So when you get to that high point, you can look back like, okay, my lower self did this. Don't run from it. Just be one with it. Accept it. Because when you get to that higher point, you're going to need those lower parts of yourself to understand, like, like, man, I can't be so in this high energy all the time. I got to come back down here sometimes. Yep. Like, for example, drinking or smoking weed. Like, some people think when you get so high up, you can't do those things. But it's some of those lower nature things that you literally going to need. Like, you might get stressed out. And people, like, you hear famous and rich people say it all the time. Just because you high up on that level, that don't mean that you happy. And it's because some of those people, they get so high that they forget about who they used to be.
Yep.
You have to literally enjoy the person that you used to be and the person that you are now.
Yeah.
It's so important to live back. Then that's going back to balance. Mm-hmm. You have to. You can't be so high in this energy or low in that energy.
Yeah.
You be right there in the middle to where yourself as a human, you accept it and you just flowing in it. Flowing.
You not aiming for perfection. You just aiming to be here and enjoy the journey.
Right.
I think that is so vital to a lot of people who still trying to understand themselves and understand life.
Right.
And I want to ask, like, because when we're talking about this journey, like, what has this journey looked for you when it comes to your music? You know, I can tell that, like I said, you're so inclined with your spiritual nature. How has that been, like, an effect to your career? Like, you know, talk to us a little bit about that. Like, the fact that you've been able to find yourself allowed you to be able to explore more into your career, learn more about yourself when it comes to your music. Talk a little bit about that.
So basically, in finding myself spiritually, it just made me, I was always a quiet person, but I was a very outspoken person.
Right.
As a kid growing up, I would always be talking. Mm-hmm. I would be so all over the place.
Everywhere.
All over the place, to the point to where older people, and I looked at that like my ancestors and my elders speaking mm-hmm. to me at a young age. They'd be like, think before you speak.
Right.
So I just started really thinking deeper, and whereas I wouldn't ask questions from a certain age growing up, now I'm asking questions about every single thing. Even though people get tired of me asking questions.
Because ain't no question a dumb question. The only dumb question is the question you don't ask.
Goddamn it. It just made me dig deeper within myself in a mm-hmm. sense of expression. Yep. When I'm looking into my spiritual self, I can express myself so much more in music. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, other people have outlets of releasing.
Yeah.
As I like to call it. Some people journal. Some people go out in nature. Some people like to eat.
Yeah.
Some people like
to eat.
People got a bunch of different things that they do.
Yeah.
You know, to release.
Mm-hmm.
My releasing is writing music.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yes. Yeah.
I love to, and it don't come off as just journaling. It's literally like I get to putting my words on a paper, and I look up and it's rhyming, and I'm looking like it's a song. Like, it's something that people really need to hear.
Yeah.
Like, I express myself the most when I do music. Like, even at times where, you know, me and my wife, we didn't got into it, like, I'll write songs about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
I gotta talk people, to you, baby.
Like, yeah, like.
And I'm gonna put it in a song.
I'll put it in a song, and, like, I feel like.
Put it in a song.
In a second when she hear it, I could feel her energy. She'd be just looking at it like,
She it's really deep. Don't like you, but I guess because you were trying to be, okay, it's a pass.
Nah, it ain't that she don't like it. She just be looking like, man.
So this
that's
is
how you feel? Like, that's deep.
Yeah.
Like, literally,
so
like...
So she be happy that, okay, he expressing his
feelings.
Yeah,
feeling. Like, okay. On a whole okay. different level, where it's, like, in person, I could talk to somebody, and I may not be able to get the words
right,
out, but let me write a song about it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get it out.
You gonna get it out.
Yeah, one way or another, it's gonna come out. I promise.
Okay. Yeah. So we gotta put it on paper.
Yeah, put it on paper.
Put it on paper. Y'all know about that blue song, baby. Put it on paper. That's deep. So I love the fact that, you know, music is something that you just find yourself, you know, going to. And I think that even just think about how you just got into music, you know what I'm saying? Now it seems like it was more something that was presented to you because it was always for you. You know, you just didn't kind of probably know it at the time, but just seeing that was like, damn, I can do that too. And then when you start doing it, even in your life and in your relationships, that is how you kind of cope with things. That's how you vent. That's how you talk to people. That's how you talk to people at your best.
Right.
Because you're so inclined with it. And I think that is so amazing. That is so amazing about creators. You know, when they can use their artistic style to express themselves. Whether it is music, whether it is art, you know, whether it's just writing poetry, whatever it is. I think that is so beautiful. Especially when you just talk about music. Because, you know, and it just goes on the spiritual level. When we think about music and beats, that's frequency. Because, and that's one thing I've been learning when I've been watching this podcaster, Higher Conversations, and he had somebody
talking about 19 Keys.
Yeah, 19 Keys. I love 19 Keys. Shout out to 19 Keys. But he had somebody on his podcast, and they were just talking about the frequencies of music and how musicians are definitely on a higher level of frequency because they're always listening to music, and music helps with that frequency. It helps get your frequency high.
Right.
So I just think, like, damn. And when I that's why I love being people who conscious who do music, because it's like you high in frequency because you listen to music all damn day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you already listen to goddamn me. I'm trying to catch up with you, nigga. Goddamn.
Right.
Slow down. I'm trying to catch up with you.
You ain't trying to catch up. You just realizing who you are.
Yeah.
We show each other who each other are. So on a deeper level, yeah, you very much right. You know, in my opinion, I was definitely running for myself because growing up, I was into sports. I was a football player. Mm-hmm. Since a little kid, I've been playing football. You know, I kind of stopped once I got higher up into like the middle school era.
Yeah.
But, you know, one thing about it, the more I moved myself away from it, the more it just showed itself in front of me. Like I said, when you run from yourself, the world is going to show you who you are. Right. I'm constantly being put around music. I'm constantly being put around artists. And I'm just asking myself at a young age. Like I said, I was 21 when I was 13. So mentally, I'm just trying to figure myself out at that age. And I'm just like, dang, why am I just steady around these artists? Why? Like, I look back and, you know, this not giving credit to him. And I really don't like giving people free promotion. But I be asking myself, like, damn, you was around Lil Durk for a reason. Like, he one of the biggest artists out right now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And in my opinion, that's not just on a conscious level, but he just showing me how you can be on a physical level because, like I said, I believe in balance. Like, I used to just ask myself, like, man, why am I steady around his music and just... Slowly, the more I work on my music, the more I find my higher self.
Yeah.
The more I, you know, put myself in the community with different artists and stuff like that. It's just, I feel so much of myself to where there's no confusion and it's nothing but elevation for me. Mm-hmm. Like, on this journey, just choosing music, I didn't got to meet some great people. Like,
it's crazy.
Within the past 5-6 years, like 5-6 years ago, I was tapped in with some very powerful people. Like, I was tapped in with Young Thug and his camp. Like, I know his sisters. Like,
wow, that's crazy.
Like,
that's
they followed me on social media.
Yeah, that's
like,
what's up.
Yeah, like, I had the opportunity to be in a room with some people, some millionaires. And, you know, it just allowed me to see what I could really be. And it made me dig deeper within myself and not just try to rush anything, but just... You know, take things in a flowing manner because what's for you is gonna happen regardless.
And I wanted to ask you, so like when it comes to music now, where are you? Like, where do you see yourself flowing into? You know, when you talk about your journey, the flowing process of where you are, you know, you're gonna be right where you need to be, where you need to be there. Where do you feel like you are in your music?
Yeah. So this might seem a little overconfident to some, but I truly feel like I'm the best to ever do this.
Yeah.
Like, to where, you know, you have certain people to come around that are meant to show others. In this world that Nuniat creates, I am the best to ever do this music.
Yeah.
And I don't want to lose anybody saying that, but I believe everybody should be very confident and be very delusional. Because the universe is listening to you.
Exactly.
When you say you might be the best, the universe is going to give you, I might be the best. Mm-hmm. No, I'm the best. I'm going to be much bigger than even Michael Jackson was. Like, people are meant to come and go set the bar higher than those who were the greatest. Mm-hmm. Like, once I finish my journey, and the journey is never finished, but once I get to a certain level, like, my journey of music, like I said, I don't categorize myself in any genre.
Right,
I am music.
Right.
I am the music frequency.
Music
So like I see myself being on the top, like, you know, within the music industry, they say certain artists are fans of other artists. Certain big artists now that we see today are gonna be fans of me within the next 5 to 10 years. They're gonna be fans of me because I've grown so much spiritually and physically to where they like, man, this guy is the next generation or the next big thing to where, you know, people, it's a lot of people, they gonna understand me, but it's a lot of people that's not. And those who are not, they not meant to understand me.
Because
when you believe in yourself, you only raise the bar. You only push out high vibrationals, high frequency, high conversation.
Exactly.
You only push out those things that will manifest before you. And I want to be the biggest and the best. I don't want to chase fame. Fame is not a big thing to me. Like I said at one of these shows that I did, I don't really do music for people. I do music for
yourself.
Myself. And it just so happened that people love my music. So when you focused on self, and that can kind of sound selfish to some people, but when you focused on yourself and you work on self, you can come back and reflect to the world and show them how much higher you can be, how much higher you can go, because believing in yourself is so important. Knowing who you are. A lot of people, and you know, I don't want to draw down the word believe, but I very much like to say no, because to believe is to somewhere have doubt. I know I'm the best.
Right.
I know I'm going to be the highest of the high. I know this. I know since I was a kid, I had dreams of me on stage with a guitar. And I'm not even playing a guitar yet.
Right.
But I've had dreams of me on stage with a guitar in front of millions of fans. Like,
you already been
to where you look out and you, even the venue is so many people, they can't even count how many people it is.
Right.
Like, because it's so big. And to say that, I want to end with, on that question, I want to end with, speak good affirmations. Your tongue is one of the most powerful things on your body. When you say certain things, be conscious of what negative and higher energy that it gives. Yep. When you speak lower and negative thoughts, that's what's going to manifest.
You better say that. I be trying to preach that to people, they don't be hearing me.
When you constantly speak high vibrational words and frequencies, that's what you see. And I'm only, you know, it's a learning journey. So we kind of bounce from one side to the other. But in this journey that I'm on right now, I'm definitely speaking nothing but positive affirmations over myself and all those around me.
That's what's up. And I want to ask you, like, since we really had a high level conversation, y'all. We had a lot of high frequencies inside this environment. And I love that. I love having these high level conversations. When we talk about the music specifically, when did you first start putting something out? And what are you working on now? And I want you to answer, what is your favorite song, album, EP? Like, what do you feel like is the best you've ever done since you've been making music and like until now?
So I got here in Jackson in 2013. Mm-hmm. In 2013, I started writing music before I came here, but I actually did my first song in 2013 when I got here.
Okay.
I met up with some people that were connected with the, I don't know if you heard of the Battlefield Gang or whatever like that.
I think
Battlefield,
that's not
Pierre. Mm-hmm. They made the My Flag, this song.
Yeah. That's what I know. I think I know them.
Yeah. I was connected with a guy that was a part of that team. He's dead now. Mm-hmm. He's passed on. Rest in peace, Battlefield Gucci. I had the opportunity to work with him, and he actually, when he was here, he wanted to sign me because he saw my work ethic.
He saw your potential.
Yeah, I was always, every time he came to the studio, I was in the studio.
Yeah.
And it was just constant, nonstop work. I made a song, and I was fresh out of Chicago at that point. I made a song called Shoot a Op Down. I ain't gonna lie to you.
That was song, mad.
Yeah.
Shoot a Op Down, coming straight from the underground. Yeah. Had Nick, cause of black and brown.
Yeah, that song, I ain't gonna lie to you. I cannot find that song to this day.
God don't want you to find that song. That, you don't need to find that song.
I guess that song was just a part of my older self. I cannot find that song to this day.
God said, no, we're not doing this today. Next question.
I first made that first song, but as I was...
Oh my God, that was funny. Okay, I'm sorry. Oh shit. That boy said shoot. I ain't gonna forget them. Shoot the up down today, goddamn. Okay, I'm gonna stop. Go ahead and tell your story.
Man, listen. I was a different breed when I first got back from Chicago. Like
I ain't
even want people staring at me for too long, and that's
you gonna shoot the that was an op. You gonna shoot that nigga down.
You damn sure right.
Damn, I got looking like, I want you to find this song.
In Chicago, it's so hostile. Like, you know, Mississippi big on hospitality. So when I got down here and people speaking to me, I'm looking like, what's wrong with y'all? Y'all must want some smoke with me or something. Like, I was on a whole, I was ready to go, I promise you. But yeah, nah, like,
oh my god, that's funny. Yeah, that's why I love meeting people from different states, cause they tickle me. I be like, you be like, what? Like, nigga, calm down. I be like, nigga, what you mad for, bro? Like, calm y'all, grizzly.
That's okay. Definitely what I used to hear a lot. Yeah. People be looking at me like, why you so mad? But, man, like, back to the question in a sense of where the music kind of jumped off of me. Like, I just slowly started doing music more and more and more. You know, I remember Lil Lonnie, watching Lil Lonnie. I was closely connected. Rest in peace, Lil Lonnie. I was closely connected to a lot of people that he was connected to. Mm-hmm. And also a lot of people that has recorded some of my hit songs has been the producer that recorded all his music. Shout out Hershey Black.
Oh, I know who Hershey Black is. Definitely shout out to Hershey Black. Hell yeah, definitely shout out to Hershey Black. I had Letho, I think, like with his brother or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, me and him had been talking for a little bit. I was definitely shout out to him. He's a producer, I think he's
big producer. So when I started taking my music serious was in high school, and you know, I went to Provine. Mm-hmm. It just started taking off to me. I met one of my best friends to this day. His name Rockstar Bobby. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but yeah, Rockstar Bobby. I saw him on his music stuff heavy, like in high school. He had a song on both radio stations in high school. So, you know, that motivated me. I'm like, damn, like, I know. Like you said, when you running from yourself, it just keep getting showed to you. Like, me and him wasn't even friends. Yeah, me and him, we wasn't even friends at that point.
Yeah.
But I'm just watching him, and I'm hearing the stuff that he's talking about. And it's like the universe just kind of brought us together to start working together. And, you know, I was already working on, I had already had like 2-3 songs recorded, and me and him just became so cool that we formed this group called Born Legends.
Okay.
You know, I'm an independent artist, but I'm also in a group, and it's called Born Legends.
And that group still active, like, to this day?
Yeah. Okay. We got so much. We got an Instagram. You know, y'all can follow us at One Born Legends on Instagram.
That's One Born Legends.
Yeah. BornLegendz. One Born Legends.
Because I was going to put an S and I wasn't going to be able to find this shit, Noonie.
Yeah. It's
a Z. Like Noonie. God damn, Noonie. Like, what the fuck, Noonie? Yeah. Like, we were going to be mad because I was going to try to, you know what I'm saying? And we weren't going to even pull that shit up because I was going to be like, that ain't it. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. You know? Shout out to my guy Rockstar Bobby. Yeah.
Most definitely.
Shout out. Like I said, he you know, he gives so much credit to me. Like, if you were to talk to him, he'd be like, man, you motivated me. But I look at him like he motivated me.
That's how.
And, you know,
it needs to be the love.
Right, right. It's just the mutual understanding. He pushed me to really go outside of myself and do a different kind of music, because he was doing what you call pop music at that time.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really into that. I was more into the shooting music, the turn the party up music. So, you know, I started finding a different part of myself where it just really made me grow at that time. And you know, I came out with this track called Way Up. It was in 2016, which is one of... I had
released... That's about 4 years after.
Yeah, about 4 years after. And at that time, I just wrote the song. Mm-hmm. I didn't go record it or nothing. I just kept working on it, like, to the point to where I done wrote 2-3 verses to the song and deleted all of that shit and then went back like, nah, I gotta do this, I gotta do that. And to this day, like, that's one song that I have out there right now that I've been pushing since, I believe, 2019. I could be wrong, but
okay. And what is that song called?
It's called Noonie Way Up. It's Noonie on all platforms.
Okay,
it's on
Noonie
YouTube,
Way Up on all platforms. Oh, definitely.
Apple Music. You can Shazam it, whatever. And it's also playing on 97.7 down here in the beat of the capital.
That's major. Most definitely. That's major. Shout out to you.
Yeah, I appreciate
Shout
it.
Shout out to you, the motherfucking goat on the motherfucking yo. Okay.
I appreciate it.
Most definitely, bro. That's big.
The song, it allowed me, you know, when it dropped, because, like I told you, I was connected with Young Thug's camp, and also his DJ, DJ Sky High Baby. Shout out DJ Sky High Baby. A lot of people know her from the Baddies Wish being Krishan Rock's best friend. And that's she's actually the first person to play my song there on the radio and on a big club that she was DJing at in California, Hollywood, California. So shout out DJ Sky High Baby.
Shout out to you, bro.
For getting me in front of those viewers and those fans out there.
That's major.
And stretch out. Also, this song has been played in Louisiana. And it's also been played in Jamaica. I know a couple of DJs in Jamaica.
Hey,
and they wanted me to send my music, and I sent them.
They
sent me videos and stuff of it playing in Jamaica. So
a few
little people there actually know about it too. That's a song that I really put my all into. So I'm still pushing it. I do believe that your car is going to go as far as how much gas you put in it. Just as much as your song. You gotta keep gassing
that
motherfucker. You gotta keep gassing it and keep gassing it.
Gas.
Yeah. Gas.
No brakes.
I'm telling you. As long as you keep gassing
it, push it.
It'll go. Like Fetty Wap Trap Queen. That song didn't blow up. That song, but he been wrote that song a long time ago. And it didn't blow up until like damn that 10 years later.
Yep, she my drunk queen, and I hit the back door. That's an old school classic, boy. They used to be everybody's shit.
A lot of my music.
That nigga had one good year.
Damn.
Okay. I'm sorry, Fetty. You know I love you, nigga.
Yeah, nah. A lot of my music I like to call timeless classics. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of my music I know is ahead of its time. You know, the time we in now, the age of Aquarius, I feel like it's a big time for my music to really take a rise.
Yeah, God been speaking to me about this age of Aquarius. You know, I don't want to brag, but that is my, like, you know what I'm saying, my astrology sign. And I'm just like, oh my God, you just put me in the right moment.
You Aquarius?
Yes.
What, February?
Yeah,
okay.
I know. All right, okay.
Yeah.
Enough of me.
Enough Shout of out me. To the Aquarius. I got a lot of Aquarius.
I keep telling y'all we the truth. Okay, I'm done. It's all I was
saying. Yeah, but like in this age of Aquarius, I feel like it's a great time for my music to speak now because you know, then my music was way ahead of its time. Like, even though people liked it, I feel like they didn't really understand it, but. Now that we in the age of Aquarius, it's big on understanding and knowledge.
Yeah.
People are going to understand it much more now.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You know, a lot of the music that I make, it's for this time right now that we in now. It's going to help people, you know, get through a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So, and before we wrap up, I can be a witness to this. The time you had, I know that I've been knowing you, that you've been in Jackson. You've been in a lot of performances.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these songs that you perform, are these songs that you're releasing, that are released? Talk to us a little bit about that. And then I want you to just drop some new projects that you're working on to kind of get the people in tune with what Nuni is looking like.
Okay, so honestly, a lot of these songs that I've been recording at these different... that I've been performing at a lot of these different events, the mashup, the lyrical lungs.
Shout out to
the
mashup, shout out to lyrical lungs.
I say, a lot of those songs that I've been performing, honestly, they are not out. I've been dropping them as exclusives for the people to hear, just kind of get a feel of who Nuni is. But I'm working on an album, which may not be dropped this year. May not be dropped next year. I can't just give you a definite answer on
that. Because that's a lot of hard work to be doing the album anyway. You know
right.
What I'm saying?
And yeah. I believe in structure. You know, I don't feel like me as an artist where I'm at, I can drop an album and people going to actually listen to it because I haven't fully built my fan base the way I wanted to.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to get my fan base up, drop my singles, and then... you know, once I've got it flowing and jumping, then I can drop the album on it. But who's to say that can't happen by the end of the year?
Yeah.
Who's to say that can't happen tomorrow?
Right, but you know that's the things you're working towards. So
right.
That's important. That's important that you see that, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
It's maybe two or three songs that I've played that's out on all platforms, like Way Up, Don't Cry, and I think that's it.
That's about it.
Yeah, I think that's it, because a lot of my music, like I said, it's ahead of its time. Mm-hmm. Even then, when I recorded it, I just knew it's just like, something was just like, don't drop it. Don't drop it. It's not
ready. It's not that the song not ready, just that they're not ready for you to release it.
It's for a specific time, and I knew that. So when it comes to those songs, you know, and a lot of those things, a lot of these songs is going to definitely be coming soon, because like I said, I'm working on an album. Yeah. The album is called Divine Timing, and it's a very divine thing. So in divine timing, this album will come. But until that happens, I'm going to be dropping a lot of the songs that's going to be on that album. I'm going to build the intensity.
Yeah.
I'm going to build all of that that's surrounding it, so the people can be prepared for when it does
come. When it's going to drop. Yeah. I love that, and I'm really just so proud of you just for all the hard work you've been putting in. You know, I can just tell by the drive that you have that you want perfection, and it's not so much that you want it to just be perfect, but you want it at that perfect time.
Right.
You know, and I think even in certain some things that things can be perfect. You know, we're not perfect, of course, but in the things we do, it can be right. It can be done at a correct standpoint. And I believe that in this album, it's going to be as divine time. You know what I'm saying? And I believe in that. So just let the people know before we leave your latest project. Drop all social tags so that people can follow you. And let them know where they can definitely listen to the music. Of course, I know it's on all platforms, but just kind of, you know, spice it up and just give a little the people a few of those platforms that it's on.
Okay, so Nooni Way Up, it's on all major platforms: YouTube, Apple Music, Deezer, Spotify. Anything that you use as a major platform, it's on all of those platforms.
So make sure y'all go stream Nooni Way Up. Okay.
Make sure you go stream Nooni Way Up. It's out there as well.
Pronto.
Way up. I know you feeling my vibe.
Hey.
Yeah. Feeling my vibe. Hey, we ain't gonna go out there.
We ain't gonna get too much. Let the people know where they can follow you, Nooni, on all your socials that you know, man, be on. So the people go check you out. Of course, definitely check you out on the gram or whatever. You know,
okay, so on Facebook, my name is Nooni Gang, Marley Gang, which I don't really do the Facebook like that. You can go on there and you can see a lot of my content that I post from Instagram, because my Instagram and Facebook is connected.
Yeah.
But I'm mostly on Instagram. You can find me on Instagram at Nooni Yacht. That's at NooneyAat. Nooni Yacht. You can find me on all. You can go and see my content, everything that I've been, you know, working on from then to now. And you know, it's just been a journey with me. I was just thinking of something else. You just asked me.
A new project.
Yeah, it slipped my mind. It was something you told me to answer a few questions just a second ago.
I know I said drop social tags. I told you to talk about the new project and talk about the latest project, like what's out now. You know what I'm saying? Like whether it's last album, EP, whatever. You know, so you can just get the people in tune to what's going on with you. We know that you dropped that.
Oh, okay.
You got it.
What do I have coming up?
Uh-huh.
So currently, within the next year, I say with the start of the new year, 2024,
okay,
I will be beginning my 50 state world tour. Yes. It's not funded by anybody but me and my team. It's not funded by, you know, no outside sources, no, you feel me, no major label. I'm an independent artist, so me and my wife going to be working hand in hand to make this happen. Like,
that's fucking a 50 major. State
tour.
That's fucking major.
Thank you.
That's fucking major. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
That's some major independent real nigga shit. Like, I'm sorry. Y'all know I'm a little gutter, you know what I'm saying? The gutter, I was trying to be professional on the podcast, but I can't help it. I'm just regularly beat, you know? But nah, that's dope as fuck.
Yeah, like,
50
states, yeah. 50 like, states, I've been waiting on the biggest artist like, I done had big artists, and I ain't gonna mention their name because I don't even want to put them out
there
like
that. Why,
we
ain't gonna do that because we gonna let it manifest in time.
Right. I done had big artists reach out to me telling me they believe in my music and they want to work with me, but nobody has actually brought me out in that sense. So, you know, in a sense of waiting to get on somebody's tour, I just said I'm gonna start my own tour. And, you know, I believe in myself, so... You know, you may see me in a state near you come next year. Just look out for Nooni.
Most definitely, I'll stay tuned. Man, you got some major shit coming. Y'all, make sure y'all Nooni way up. Check out the song. Make sure y'all stay tuned. I'm going to always keep y'all updated. But all my artists, ladies, goddamn plans and tours and new drops of music, EPs, albums, singles. I'm going to make sure y'all stay in tune with them because I want y'all to... follow them on this journey. You know, of course, every time we tune into the podcast, it's all about seeing the journey. You know what I'm saying? This first season is about the journey. It's about visualizing where we at today and where we going. You know what I'm saying? And so, thank you so much for being on this platform. Thank you so much for blessing the room. And you all, he did bless the room, actually, before we started the podcast. I'm so glad to have you. Hopefully, I can get you again sometime next year. Because I want to hear about how this tour went. I want you to come back so we can know how the tour went.
You never know. You just might be on the tour.
Hell, I might be on the goddamn tour. I might be in a couple states, goddamn.
I'm telling you.
And we may get a goddamn on the tour goddamn podcast. You know what I'm saying? An exclusive podcast. And I'm definitely for it. I'm definitely game for it. Y'all, thank y'all for tuning into the podcast. Y'all, make sure y'all go check Nooni out on all platforms. Make sure you definitely tune in to Nooni Way Up. Y'all, that's it for today. I love y'all as always. Y'all know I gotta tell y'all I love y'all. I don't care if this is my podcast, and maybe I should say I love y'all, but I love everybody because I want everybody tuning in just to be filled with so much love. And I think it's just in this space itself, it was filled with so much love, so I want to just gravitate that to you all. If y'all was having a bad day, hey, just tune into the podcast. We got so much love and energy that we waiting to give away in spirit. That's it today, y'all. Make sure y'all go subscribe to the channel. Again, definitely tune into Nooni on all musical platforms. Hit him up on the socials. And just stay in tune, like I said, for the world tour. We coming to 50 states, y'all. 50 states, that's major. Y'all, give it up for man Nooni, bro. Give it up for my man Nooni. That's it for Aisha Speaks Real. And we out, y'all.
I shake.